Bandakshai Kaitavai Shoidjai Garhitam Vrittimastitam Vibhrat Kutumba Asuchi Jatayamasa Veda. Vibhrat Kutumba Asuchi Jatayamasa Veda. Vibhrat, we have to maintain our bodies. This is called vibhrat. That is necessary. We have got this body in this material world. This is not spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no necessity of maintaining the body. The body is spiritual. As we have got here in this material world, to maintain this body, I require to eat, I require to sleep, I require to satisfy my senses, and I require to defend the four necessities. Ahara nidra bhayamaitra. And spiritual body means these four kinds of bodily demands, needs, namah. That is spiritual. That means no eating, no sleeping, no sex, no defense. That six Goswamis in Vrindavan, they practice nidrahara viharakadi vidhitai. They conquered over sleeping, eating, mating, and defending. Nidra means sleeping. Ahara means sleeping. Vihara means sex. Nidrahara viharakadi vidhito. Conquered. So this is the advancement of spiritual life. When we conquer over these things, that means we have come to this spiritual platform. So long we have got this material body, it is not possible, but try to minimize. Try to minimize. Srila Raghunatha Goswami He was very rich man's son. His father's income 500 years ago was 1200,000 rupees. So, now you know the exchange is, what is the exchange today? It is at least 500 times increase. Anyway, that Raghunath Das Goswami, when left home, his father and uncle was very strictly observing. He was given very nice, beautiful wife and very beautiful house, but he was not very well satisfied. He wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his father was very strictly keeping guard that he was born in a god. Just like some of your parents do. But it did cannot be checked. So Raghunath Das Goswami, after all, by some trees, after all, he was very intelligent, this man's son. He went there to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his mother was advising to his father, they were going to handcuff this boy. So his father was saying that I have already handcuffed him with such beautiful wife and such beautiful residence, and he has opened this. Now what this material handcuff will do? So anyway, he left father's home and approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Jagannath Puri, and he was entrusted to Sarupananda Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, to take care of him. So he was practicing these things, how to conquer over eating, sleeping, making, and it's a long story. Perhaps one who has read for a year, Chaitanya Sultana. So at last, when he was living at Radha Kunda, he was taking every alternate day a little quantity of butter. Nothing. So it is possible. When he left home, his father sent four men and with arrangement that he would get 400 rupees. In those days, 400 rupees meant at least 20 times. What is it? 400 rupees 20 times? 8,000. 8,000 rupees. For personal expenditure. So you are utilizing that money by inviting sannyasi of Jagannath Puri. There are many sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also being invited. So after a few days, there was no invitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired his secretary, why Jagannath does not invite? So he replied that he refused to take his father's contribution. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very nice. It is not that money will come from home and I shall become a renowned soccer player. No. He understood that I have left my home. Why shall I take money from my father? In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, very important devotee, he used to leave, he used to eat every alternate, not daily. One day standing, and the next day, a little bus. But he was observing his regulatory principle taking thrice daily bath and offering dandava. What is called? But counting. Numerical, just like we count 25 rounds minimum. So Raghunath Das Goswami was also chanting. By counting, similarly you are offering dandava. You offer dandava to him. That is also count. Sankha purvaka nama dana nasihi. Sankha purva. Keeping a strength, a numerical strength, just like we are advised, at least 16 now. So these things were going on, not that because he was taking little butter or something, he lost his strength. No, the strength was all that. So, the fasting means if you don't feel weak, then you fast. Not that you imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, that is not possible in the beginning, but it is possible if you practice. If you practice. Nityahara vihara abhidhito chattanto dhinoto sankhapurvama nama vananatihi kalavashami kuto. So everything is possible. But that is advanced spiritual life. It is no use imitating a higher authority, Vilasati, just like you are chanting, not 16 rounds, but 164 rounds. So that is not possible. Gradually, we have to practice. So long we are in this material world, not in the spiritual world, still we have to live very honestly. Then there is hope for raising oneself to the spiritual platform. So here, yesterday we have discussed Ajamila Lama. Question vision. Vision. A Brahman. Vision is not still Brahman. Vision means he is initiate. Vision. When second birth. Sanskara bhavet vision. By reformatory method, one is initiated for the second time or second birth. Then he is educated by the basic research. Just we have got so many books. After initiation, one becomes bona fide student to study all these basic research. Then he becomes vipra. That is running culture. Virupasad bhavit vipra. And not only simply reading, but when he realizes what is Brahma, then he is Brahma. Not easy. The stages. Virupana bhavit vipra Brahma janati iti Brahma. This Brahma is impersonal. And still he has to go above. When Brahmaeti, Paramatmaeti, Bhagavan. In the beginning, Brahma realization, impersonal. Then, as it gradually increase, then Paramatma realization, that is meditation. That is meditation. There are Vastita Tadvatena Manasa Pasantiyam Yogi. The yogis, by meditation, they observe the Supreme Personality of God in Vishnu within the heart. That is the rule. Perfect. And above that, there is personal realization, Bhagavan. So, when you realize the personality of God, Then I become a Vaishnava. This is gradual stage. So this Vija, as soon as he contacted a prostitute, prostitute Anchesh, Pumishtari, another name is Pumishtari, those who are, moved by another person, they are called Pumishtari. They become captivated by another person. So they are another name is prostitute. So this Vija, although he was initiated to make further progress to become Brahmana and Vaishnava, in the middle he contacted one prostitute. Young man became a victim. Therefore, Prasit Dasi could contacted and remained as husband, wife, or friend. So by the contact of this prostitute, the result was Nastra Sadata. He became lost of all gentle activities. Nastra Sadata. Sadata means, sat means, gentleness. And asar means behavior. Gentleman's behavior. What is a gentleman's behavior that we teach? That you don't have meat, don't have illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, rise early in the morning, take bath, chant Hare Krishna, attend Mangala retreat. These are called sadhana. So, on account of his contact with this prostitute, although he was born in a Brahmin family and was reformed up to the point of initiation, he fell a victim. And as soon as he fell victim to that prostitute, Nastra Sadachar. Dasyasam. Why Sadachar? Why is he rude? Dasyasam Sadhita. Because he is associating with this prostitute. Therefore, the next sequence is that he should be bereft of all gentle deeds. Therefore, to create a first-class man, he requires great endeavor. It is not that you go to school, colleges, and learn and smoke and do all nonsense and do the elevation. It is the fourth class, fifth class. The modern educational system is producing not only fourth class, is also gentle. Fifth class, sixth class. Fifth class, sixth class. Education means, what is education? What is the symptom of education? That is described by Chanakya Pandit. Mātrivat paradāreṣu. The first educational symptom is that except one's own wife, any woman is mom. This is the first symptom of education. Mātrivat paradāreṣu. Paradabdeṣu loṣṭava. And other property and money is just like garbage in the... not very many years, say about 100 years ago, here are the name, the Kashmir state. The Kashmir state was so strict, if somebody had stolen other's property, and it is true, the thief's hand shall be cut. It's still acting in Arabia. This is strict law. So, if some golden ornament is lying on the street, how does this fear? And people are simple at the time. They will not touch. exactly like barley, they will not pass. It was lying on the street. The law was that nobody should touch if some golden ornament is there. The actual proprietor, he will come and pick it up. You do not require to assist him also, taking it. No, you cannot touch. If you touch, your hands will be cut off. So, if one loves this hari, that other property, other money, is just like garbage, nobody touches. Mahatma Paradare, Su Paradabbe, Su Lostra, Hatavakkaru Hutesu, and one who thinks like himself, Saru, it's all in it. But in that, if I prick you, then you feel some pain. So I should prick others. Spirit for Atma. What you feel yourself? If somebody cuts your throat, you feel very happy. No. Then why should you cut throat of others? Other animals are being human beings. So these three things, Janaka Pandit has said, that this is, if one has learned these three things, he is learned. Not that he has got university degrees. No. Mahavira Pardarishu Paradarishu Aparatarishu. So, this is gentleman. This is educated, culture. So, this man, Ajanila, as soon as he began, fallen down from his father, gentleman behavior. The next day is this. Bandha Khoi, Khoi Tavai, Khoi Jai. One must harm his livelihood. But he has fallen down to the sixth grade. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or lower than that. Everyone must have his means of livelihood. So, what is the means of livelihood of the first class man? That is it. Patham, patham, jajana, jajana, dana, pratigra. First class man means Brahmini, first class. Their occupational duty is first of all he must become a very learned scholar in the Vedic literature. Vedo Pathad Bhavadhutva, he must become a learned scholar. And after becoming a scholar, it is not that he will enjoy himself the knowledge. No. He will distribute the knowledge. This is one that first class man or the Brahmana, first of all he must become a learned scholar. If he is not scholar, what he nonsense he will teach. So if the first position is that he must become a learned scholar. And the next business is to teach us to make the path. Formerly, even 50 years or 60 years ago in India, the Brahmana would not accept anyone's help. Because whatever he has knowledge, he would sit down anywhere underneath the tree or in the corridor of somebody and he will invite the village, a small children, and they will go and he will teach little grammar, little mathematics, gradually. And children will bring from their father, mother, somebody will bring rice, somebody will bring dal, somebody will bring something. So he has no necessity of making any contract that you give me so many dollars, then I shall teach. No. Free education. In this way, India was free education. So, pathan pathan, jajana jajana. Then, next business is Brahman should be a devotee, worshipping deity, either Vishnu or sometimes other demigod. So, jajana jajana. He will personally do it and he will teach others how to worship. Pathan Pathana Yajna, and his livelihood by voluntary contribution. Whatever people is giving, that's all. People used to give Brahma. So, Pathana Pathana Yajna Jana Dana Pratigraha. The Brahman could receive. People were very honest that this man is teaching our children. He does not translate Spanish, teaching me how to worship, how to become wealthy. So there had no scarcity, enough. So he would simply use as much as he required, balance he would use. Not that keeping store for tomorrow. No, that is not balance. Whatever is done today, I use it for my necessities of life, and balance, I give to the poor or somebody else, or make some festival. So, patana, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, putin. So, we require some income for our maintenance. So, this was the Brahman's business. There's no question of doing some business, or making some profession, or going to the office, or going to the factory. This is not Brahman. Then Kshatriya, next, second class. What is his livelihood? His livelihood to take tax. The Kshatriyas were entrusted, certain villages. That he look after these villages, that the people are becoming wealthy. So Kshatriya's business was to see whether Brahma is actually acting as Brahma. A Kshatriya actually acting as Kshatriya. This was the ruler's business to see. And to see that nobody is under Brahma. Nobody is a genuine Swatch. Because if you have no business, no occupation, then your brain will plan something. This plan is chojam, cheating. They had no opportunity to plan all this. The Kshatriya's little income is to take some tax. What is the tax? Not in money. But people are engaged in agricultural work, so whatever he has produced, he gives 25% to the ruler. That's all. That includes income tax, his tax, that's tax. No more tax. Take whatever I have got, you take 25%. So this is Kshatriya occupation. Second class. And the third class, Vaishya. Vaishya means produce food grain, fishy, agriculture. Not produce food in the slaughterhouse. No. Slaughterhouse, even the sixth class, seventh class man, they did not know how to produce food, how to live, the aborigines in the jungle. They were hunting one animal, then eating. Not that civilized nation or the man slaughterhouse. Oh, how horrible. If you want to animal, then you go to the jungle, kill one animal, and eat. The government is not going to maintain a slaughterhouse for you. You see? This is the civilization. So, our interval should be food grain. Krishi, Goraksha, and milk. Krishi means by agriculture process you can produce fruits, flowers, vegetables, then rice, wheat, and pulses, and you have got milk. Then where is your want, scarcity? This is civilization. The meat eating is meant for the fourth class, sixth class, seventh class man who does not know, who remain naked, and they can neither produce food, neither cloth in the jungle, it is for them. They also but not very much expert to maintain a flat earth. When you need, you can kill one lower animal, not cow. The cow is not available in the jungle. You can have some deer or some boar. So these unimportant animals were killed by them. That is the sixth class, not the first class, second class, third class, fourth class. No. And the fourth class man who could not equalize his brain at first class, second class, third class, then he becomes fourth class. His business to help water. This fire people. So in this way, everyone must have his means of life. And I have already described that this is the way of life. First class man, this is life. Second class man, this is life. And third class man, this is life. Fourth class man, and below the fourth class man, means fifth class. The fifth class man, the jungle man, by hunting like that. But this class of man, where they do not accept any of these livelihood means, but they cheat you. Cheat. And that we'll find now. So many cheaters in living city, and so many pickpockets, so many thieves, rogues, and now the present society is but blessed. Crying, why, and what is this? You are maintaining sixth class, seventh class man. Your education is meant for that. Why you are afraid of crimes now? This is the result. Now enjoy the result. As you reap, so you, as you sow, so you reap. This movement is specially meant for making first class, second class men at least. Or in third class, fourth class. But what is this? You are producing sixth class, second class, tenth class men, and you expect that there will be no crime, people will be happy, will be peaceful. That is not. If you want to be happy, peaceful, then you must take this movement, Krishna consciousness, and try to create a group of men, first class. That's how we are doing that. People will see their behavior, their character, their mode of life, and at least they will be attracted. So, this man, Ajahn, on account of his association with a prophet, that is illicit sex. Sex means with married wife. That's all. So, this is the first holdout. Then he lost his all gentle behavior. And then he comes to this platform. Vanda khai kaita vai chodjai. As soon as one becomes fallen down from the standard of gentle life, they must take to this profession. There is no other alternative. You cannot take it. This is natural. Fall down, one after another. So, Vannathai. What kind of person? Samthathai, do you see me? Anyway. So, Bandi. Bandi means, now, especially in the United States, nobody goes out at night. No gentleman goes out at night. In our Brooklyn temple, nobody goes out at night. They see. America is so advanced in civilization. The result is that one cannot go street at night. In India, it is so poverty stricken, it still, even in villages, they are freely moving men. At dead of night, they know there is no danger. Still, although they are so poverty-stricken now, he will be surprised that in 1942 there was an artificial famine created by the government. People suffered starvation. Poor man, they died out of starvation. But there was no report of steam. No report. Whatever you can get, man, whatever. But this is the funny thing. In our country, there would have been revolution. And these people even do not speak of this problem. Dying times. And the man is going, you guys, give me whatever you have. Otherwise, I will kill you. So this is Bombay. And next business was gambling, dice playing, Bombay. Everything was there. It was, of course, this historical incident. Some thousands of years ago happened. But because this material world, these things were there at that time. Now it has increased. Collision means it has increased. The sand, thieves, cheaters, everything were there at that time. I mean, it was real in circumstances. But now it has become daily and this is the collision. So his business was Koitoboyu city. Cheating, now what kind of cheating? The cheater will surround one man and he says, have you seen some gold lump falling down? I have seen that, what is lump? Then another man will come, sir, I have got this gold lump. If you pay me something, I will. But that is not gold, actually. But he creates a situation that somebody lost his gold lump. Now he has got, he wants to sell me. All right, I give you 10 rupees. This is called Koito. I know something. So, Banda, Koito, Choydri, and then direct stealing. So this kind of profession is Goitam. This is not human secrets. But this has become a common thing. Goritam is vritti. Vritti means occupation. So, if you become first class man, you have occupation. That person part of the if you are second class man, you have not occupation. If you are third class man, it is ego. If you are fourth class man, then start others. If you are fifth class man, then go to the jungle and hunt some animals and eat. Then these persons, cheating, stealing, these are the occupation of the 10th class, 8th class, like that. This is not knowledge. If you produce such 10th class and 8th class and 7th class men, then how you can express without crying in this society? That is not possible. We should know that this is the defect of civilization, that by education, by practice, by examples, we are simply creating 8th class, 10th class of men, so that cannot be in peace. Therefore, the human society must practice to support the movement and teach people at least how to become second class, third class, if not first class. But there must be first class men, second class men. Then everything, social affairs, political affairs, will go very smoothly without any trouble. Otherwise, you have to meet with this class of profession. Stealing, cheating, and so on. Thank you very much.